الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد سيد المجاهدين وإمام المتقين وقاعد الغر المحجلين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم في سبيل شريعته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم وقال تعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العظيم My dear respected ulama, dear brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As Muslims, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has charged us with being good ourselves and to be concerned with the goodness and to bring good to others. Therefore, every believer, as soon as he takes the shahada, he is a caller and an inviter towards good. One of the essential qualities, therefore, of a believer is the efforts that he has to make to bring about good in this world. He has to, by definition, because he is a believer, have the inner desire in his heart, firstly, for the iman of every person on the face of this earth, and also the desire that other people also bring into their lives good actions and good amal and good deeds. This is part of being a believer. And this is what makes us distinctive in being the ummatis and being the followers of the greatest of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If we study the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then we will see that the Anbiya were leaders of those people who called towards good. Throughout their lives, they displayed this desire, this deep-seated desire to benefit their people, that their people should get some benefit, and their people should be prevented from every type of thing that is undesirous and undesirable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they realized that there is no benefit greater than the benefit of Iman that they could give their people. Because the benefit that they could give their people, this blessing of Iman that they could pass over to their people, would benefit their nation in this world and in the Akhirah. It would give them a righteous life that they live with honor and dignity in this world. And as far as the Akhirah is concerned, then we know that the Quran and the Hadith are replete with the benefits that a person who lives a righteous life in this world and brings Iman in this world is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has what He has kept in store for that believer. There is no need for me to repeat what you hear so often here from the ulama regarding those type of benefits. So the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understood this. And they did not want anybody in any way to lose this benefit. Therefore, any Nabi, if we look at his life as is presented in the Quran Kareem, then we see that he used all his energies, all his abilities to remedy his people, to remedy the wrong of his people, and to bring them this great benefit of faith. Why? Because whatever promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they are for the believers, the promises of goodness, these promises are conditional. Any promise that we find in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem is conditional, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Jannah is u'iddat, prepared. And this Jannah is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as أَرْضُهَا كَأَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that you cannot even fathom how great and how vast this heaven that Allah has prepared for you is. It is greater than even the expanse of this world and the heavens. But all of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that it is conditional. You have to believe in Allah and you have to believe in His Rasul and you have to do righteous deeds. As long as you have this, then you are a recipient of this promise. Until you fall short of this, that promise is conditional and you fall short then of receiving this benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this desire for the benefit of people, and this desire that people should become Muslim and people should have Iman, was found in the most complete way and in the most perfect way in our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He embraced in his life, and he showed us in his life, the highest form of kindness and the highest form of mercy for the believers specifically and for the entire humanity generally. If we look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then, and we compare him to the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, then we see that all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam continued to call their people, they advised them, and they displayed in their efforts a great deal of patience, in fact an extraordinary type of patience and an extraordinary type of effort behind this call. But there came a time when they became despondent and they prayed against their people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed those people as the Nabi watched on. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at no point in his life prayed against his people. He faced difficulties. He faced the stubbornness of his people. And this caused a great deal of distress to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As is evident, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَكَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ, that we know that your heart becomes distressed, O Nabi of Allah, by what they say to you. But despite this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to express this great desire in his efforts that people should benefit. As they increase in their difficulties and their persecutions against them, it would seem that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam desire for them increased to such an extent that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when somebody used to show this animosity to him, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded with mercy and with kindness, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always responded with the desire to do good. That is why Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to always say, "Inni lum lam ubathu ahlan la'anan," that I have not been sent as a person to come and curse at people, "walakin bu'ithtu da'iyan wa rahma," but I have been sent as a caller and I have been sent as a mercy for mankind. Allahumma hadi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, please, you guide my people because they do not know. So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's constant desire, to his consideration to bring good to people. In Bukhari, we read a narration which shows this type of desire in a very clear way. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have been calling out that, "Ya ma'ashara Quraysh, O people of the Quraysh, ishtaru anfasakum la ughni ankum min Allahi shay'a," that do this transaction with your Rabb Allah, gain your Jannah while you can in this world. I'm not able to help you on the day of Qiyamah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. But "Ya Bani Abdul Manaf," he calls out to the Abdul Manaf, "Ya Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, Ya Safiya ta'ammata Rasulillah," that, "Oh Safiya, you are in a relation, you are a relative to me, but know that you will have to earn your Jannah by yourself." He even tells Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, "Ya Fatima bint Muhammad," "Oh Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, salini ma shi'ta min mali," that "ask me whatever you like from my wealth, I will give you, you are my beloved daughter, but know that la aghni anki min Allahi shay'a," I am unable to assist you on the day of Qiyamah. It is your own deeds, it is your own iman that will stand you in good stead on the day of Qiyamah. Buy your akhirah now, do whatever good you can do now. So we see that these calls and these calls of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated to showing us his ardent desire for his people, that his people should get iman and they should act righteously. This call we see was made to Muslims, to everybody, and it was also made to non-Muslims. So we similarly have to have this concern, not only for the non-Muslims that they bring iman, but also for our fellow Muslims and the condition of their iman and the condition of their deeds. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been described in the Quran Kareem that لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. And according to one narration, مِنْ أَنفَسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That a Rasul has come to you from yourselves, or a Rasul has come to you who is the best from among you. He is very distressed by your suffering, and he is deeply concerned about you. He is بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He is gentle and merciful to the believers. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been described as a person who is حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is anxious about you. He is anxious about your goodness. He is anxious about your welfare. And he is kind and he is merciful. He is Ra'uf. A Ra'uf is that person who is kind when he knows that there is a possibility. He is fully aware of the possibility of harm. He understands the implication of him not being kind upon you, that you can come into some harm. That is a Ra'uf. And Rahim is a person who is merciful. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this mercy and this kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam translates into this deep-seated desire to bring benefit to mankind. And Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam expresses this in a very graphic way. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that my example and the example of what I have been sent with is like a person who comes to his people. And he tells his people, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ الْجَيْشِ بِعَيْنَيَّ, that I have seen a army with my own eyes. وَإِنِّي أَنَ النَّذِيرُ الْعُرْيَانِ فَالنَّجَاءَ النَّجَاءَ, that I am a clear warner to you people. There is this army that is coming, that is approaching you, that is coming to kill you. I am a clear warner. Save yourselves, save yourselves. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a group then obey and they leave their place by night. And a group do not listen to the call of the warner. And when they wake up in the morning, before they can really wake up and their eyes can open, this army pounces upon them and finishes them and kills the last one of them. He says, this is my example. I'm so concerned about your hidayah and your welfare. I am like this warner who has come to you. In another the description, very graphically again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, I am like a person who has lit a fire. And it is a dark night, so the insects are attracted to this fire. And they are falling headlong into this fire. Because of the light, they are attracted and they come and they destroy themselves. And I'm desperately trying to prevent these insects from, these locusts, etc., from falling into this fire. And I'm holding you back, O people, and you are going forward into this fire and I'm holding you back. This is the description that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. That, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam another time says that, do you know, he asks his people, مَا مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُكُمْ, that what is my example and your example? He says that it is like people who fear an enemy attack. And they send a person to go and check if the enemy is actually coming. And this person goes out to the outskirts of the town and he spots the enemy. And he runs as fast as he can back to his people. And he's trying his best to run quicker than the enemy and he's hoping that he gets to his people before the enemy does. He says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, utitum, I have come to you, understand that this is my desire, that you be saved. So this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's desire for mankind and his efforts to best save them from all sorts of harm, to such an extent that this could even reach a condition where it was injurious to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, Ya Rasul, وَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفَىٰ, that perchance you will fret yourself to death if these people do not believe in this message. So this grief of yours, O our beloved Rasul, should be kept in check. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَسْتُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, that the majority of people, unfortunately, will not listen to your call. Despite this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to be desirous for the benefit of mankind. He increases his desire that people should become and people should receive good. That is why it is mentioned in the Quran Kareem that an-nabi awla bil mu'minina min anfusikum, that the Nabi loves the believers even more than they desire and their love for themselves. While our nafs will command us to do good, to do evil, the Nabi always came with a message that prevented us from all sorts of evil. This is why when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said that he loved the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything besides himself, it is only when he said, Wallahi la anta ahabu ilayya min nafsi, that by Allah I love you more than myself, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-an Umar, now Umar, now Umar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love for this ummah does not end in this world. Even in the akhirah, in the year after, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is desirous for our good. We know that one dua of every Nabi would be accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose to postpone his dua for the intercession, for the shafa'ah of his ummah in the akhirah. We know that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked to choose between allowing half of his ummah to be in Jannah or allowing for the shafa'ah and the intercession of his ummah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose what was more beneficial to us, in other words, the shafa'ah. We know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's desire to bring good is described by him himself when he tells us that ana faratukum ala al-hawd, that I am going ahead of you to meet you at the Hawd al-Kawthar, to be able to receive you there at the Hawd al-Kawthar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's desire did not stop, and his desire for our goodness did not end in this world. This desire and this concern for mankind and this concern to benefit mankind was transmitted to the first listeners of the Quran al-Kareem, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at their lives, then their lives were, what were their lives? Their lives was the same concern that they should have strong iman, that they should have iman that is firm, and a yaqeen with that iman that is firm, that they should bring good deeds, that they should stay away from evil, and that they should strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing this goodness to the entire world. And as long as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued with this, as long as we understood this mission of ours, that we have not only got the responsibility to be the best abid and the best worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but as the Khalifatullah ala al-Ard, as the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, we have got the responsibility to bring this goodness of iman, to bring the goodness of amal salihah to every Muslim and to every non-Muslim. And so as long as we have done this, then Muslims were, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, successful in this world. Muslims were honored in this world. But when we forgot this, when we forgot this responsibility, then unfortunately we became the prey of the entire world. So my dear brothers, to be able to get this back and to be able to understand who we are, if a lion lives his whole life and he plays only with dogs, or he will think that he's a dog. But he needs to know that he can roar and who he is. And when he realizes who he is, then something else comes into him. A new sense of honor comes into him. This is why these gatherings are held. Maulana just announced the Ijtima will be taking place, inshallah, in Lodium. Many people have come into gatherings like this, these Ijtimas, or sometimes we say Istima, and it really is an Istima. It's a place to come and listen, and not just together with our friends, but it's a place to come and listen also. So if we come there and we listen to the talks and we come into a good environment, we never know what may inspire us to also do some good after that, to bring amal saliha and good deeds into our lives, into the lives of our families, into the lives of our communities. Many people, by coming into those environments, if we invite our friends and we all come towards the Ijtima, which is going to be held from the 22nd to the 25th, inshallah, next weekend in Lodium. We have come specially, ulama all over Joburg today, from Lodium, to come and invite each and every one of you personally. Please take this as a personal invitation from the people of Lodium. We promise, inshallah, we will be good hosts to you. Please, you are our guest, and we look forward to seeing you there. This is a good environment, and if you come into that good environment, inshallah, by being there itself, you will receive the benefit of coming into the environment where Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are talked about, and good deeds are talked about. So we should encourage, inshallah, others also, and encourage our women folk also at home to make dua and to pray for the success of this ijtima. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give in us this great desire that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for the goodness and for the benefit of entire mankind. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.